K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports on this weekend edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Eddie Greer III, your host for, this other Kansas State podcast, if you don't know. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I am recording this on Friday night, July 12th, 2024. This special weekend episode will come out at some point tomorrow. For you guys, obviously K-State football coming off of media days, hyped up another, well, we just knocked out another week, one more week less, or I should say one week less until the 2024 Kansas State football season, where they're going to start August 31st. That is going to be also the K-State Hall of Fame. Athletics Hall of Fame, new inductees, the class of 2024. I know I'm all over the place already to start, but it's the weekend. So, yeah, it is what it is. But I wanted to come on here for just a few minutes to talk about one of the players who was at Media Days, Big 12 Media Days in Las Vegas. And that is a person of Brendan Mott. Yes, another where did he come from K-State player. Look. Ben Sinnott started as a fullback and then became one of the best tight ends in the Big 12. Brendan Mott, this guy, in my opinion, came out of nowhere. Now he was backup defensive end, playing a lot, but he was kind of under the radar a little bit, and then he had kind of a breakout. His sophomore season, and then of course junior season last year, and now a senior, he's going to be one of the leaders of that defense, which looking to make that step forward, in my opinion. I know I've heard this on several other K-State podcasts that, you know, this defense can be elite. I'm not there yet with this defense. Now, again, yes, I'm a K-State alum. K-State fan. This is a K-State podcast, which fought with two K-State alumni, Alex Satan, out there in San Diego, California. You will hear him next week over on Podbean. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, bonus content. And I'm not there. I got to see it, and you're not going to see it in the hot-ass weather in July, right? We have to see it on the field. That I've always said that. Since the beginning of this podcast, you got to show me that you're elite defense. And look, K-State defense, they've had their moments. But when it comes down to, you can't be in elite defense when you're playing pickle pad against Iowa State. Again, I know I keep going back to that game, but again, the conditions, make an excuse about that, whatever. But again, you want to be in elite defense, you got to stop big time opponents there as well. But that's another rabbit hole I can get into later down the road as we get more closer to the football season. But Brendan Mott, he's going to be one of those guys again, and we're going to just focus on last year. We ain't going to go down the line too much, but he was kind of had a quiet season in my opinion last year. He did start all 13 games. Brendan Mott did, totaling 27 tackles. Like I said, kind of slightly quiet for Joel Klineman defense, 4.5 tackles for loss, 1 sack, 2 breakups, pass breakups to say, and 2 forced fumbles en route to an all Big 12 honorable mention accolade. Tied for 4th in the Big 12 in forced fumbles, had a season high a year ago, 5 tackles against KU, and remember, that team, K-State, they struggled against Kansas in that first half, and we knew going into that game, KU's revamp offense, right? And the same thing's going to happen again this year. Not revamp, but we all know KU's offense. Well, defense is pretty decent. Offense is where it's at for KU. And K-State, you want to be elite? One of those top defenses in the league, you're going to have to stop elite offenses there for sure. And K-State, they stepped up in that second half there to allow themselves to win that football game on the road a year ago there. And then he had a big games against Oklahoma State and Tech. Those were both on the road a year ago. You get Oklahoma State I believe you get both of them again at home this year. I know you get Oklahoma State for sure. We just went over the schedule on this podcast not too long ago, and we'll go back to it again. We'll have Keaton Valentine, former K-State running back, on over on the bonus channel next week. Spoiler alert. A friend of the podcast will come back to us. So again, that's why I keep saying, have not downloaded the Podbean app. This is the second time I've cross-referenced this. Go download the Podbean app right now. GRIER, number 3, EDDIE podcast. I'm going to probably start mentioning this on more of so, at least once a week, solely. So that way people know where to go to find more bonus content for this podcast, because that's where it's at. That's where it's at there. Of course, while I'm on that, of course, Alex, meet myself, Alex Aiden, postcast after every Kansas State football game this year. It'll be probably more a little bit later after, unless it's a night game. But none of the fact, though, we will have every post reaction to every K-State football game this year over there. So definitely, it won't be on the main feed this year. It will be on solely on that. So definitely, you're a K-State fan. Definitely, I would highly recommend you guys to go over there. Well, not go over there. Download it, Podbean app first, and type in those letters like I've been saying to you all summer long, and make sure you get it there. I did post an episode, but it was for the original EG3 pod. So you're going to be finding those podcasts as well mixed in with the Wildcat podcast. Okay, to finish Brandon Mott real quick. he did force a fumble against Texas there, which changed the game a little bit a year ago on the road, which, of course, K-State lost in overtime. I think double overtime last year. Also, forced fumble against Troy. Had pass breakups against Texas and Missouri. Both of those games were losses, of course. One score losses. Oklahoma State, Texas. Also, for Brendan Mott, we're still on him. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Gritter III with you here on this special edition, which will be out Saturday, which y'all listen to. If y'all listen to it on today, on Saturday, appreciate it. Again, and then he picked up academic all-district honors from College Sports Communicators, in addition to first-team academic Big 12 accolades. So there you go on that. Just a little bit of information for those that do not know, aren't familiar with Brendan Mott. He was one of 5 K-State players over there out west in Las Vegas this past week, over at Big 12 Media Days for Kansas State football, as Chris Klieman entering his 6th year as head man, Wildcat coach, as they look to compete for another Big 12 championship. And, of course, with the new rules, postseason rules this year, with the new look Power 4, hopefully have a chance to compete for an opportunity for a bye to get to the college football postseason. We're going to call it that instead of the playoff because of the expansion of the playoffs. So we're going to call it that, at least on this podcast anyway. So there you go on that. I've been seeing, kind of side note, I've been seeing a lot of photos being put out on the socials. Social sips. Sorry, I'm going to steal that. Mama Smith over there. He's one of the 3 comadres over there at the Kevin Harvick's Happy Hour NASCAR pod. Sorry again. Shameless plug again. But, yeah, I've been seeing that on socials. K-State women's basketball, obviously, a lot of hype, and rightfully so, a lot of excitement. I shouldn't say hype, but, well, yeah, excitement and hyped up from a year ago. Team went from ranked just inside the top 25 to all the way regular season ranked number 2 behind South Carolina at one point last year. Got 80% of their starters back, and, of course, a lot of their cores back from the bench as well, and you got transfers, and you have talented incoming freshmen as well. Jeff Minnie getting an extension as well. That is on the Pro Project Podcast for you as well. If you're new to the podcast, go check that out as well. So a lot of excitement already, and again, it's almost mid-July already, so a lot to be excited for about that. Really, for all sports in general, really. Volleyball got their star player back, Jason Manson. I'm excited to see what he does in year 2. K-State volleyball tickets Advent, from what I've heard last time and going off the shelves, this is not me. This is from, obviously, K-State personnel, Gene Taylor, media, John Kurtz, Fitz, everybody. So, yeah, definitely exciting. Men's basketball, a new look. Jerome Tang, men's basketball, all the above. Pretty much a new roster led by Coleman Hawkins. But let's not forget about the team, the people that are still, the personnel that's still there. Gasson, David Castillo making his debut, K-State debut, freshman. They had to get transfers highlighted by a Coleman Hawkins, a Doug McDaniel, everything about our team. It's just so much going on. Baseball coming off of a deep run, coming off of a super, winning a regional and going to a super regional. So it's everything you want for a K-State fan. That's what all things K-State, we try to cover all things K-State sports. Let's not forget about the little teams too. Rowing, track and field getting a new head coach after a long, successful coaching career for Cliff Orvieto, right? We don't know who the new coach is going to be yet. We hope to find that out here soon. Men's and women's golf, Carl Bernat, very impressive first year, coming back for her senior year. They're all of the above, right? So it's just a lot of excitement right now building around Manhattan, Kansas. And obviously, we're going to have a different view of it. Of it this year than in years past. It's going to get still going to get used to, but yours truly will be still going over there, but I don't know yet. I have to start being better at, I have to admit, I got to be better at it, but I'm going to be, yeah, I mean, I'll be still be over there for sure, going over there for sure. But with those visits, I'm hopeful to get to a couple games in the fall. I have to work that out. With that out between training for Chicago in the middle of that, also, you know, doing little things as well. So I'm trying to get back on the horse, but I'll definitely be in Manhattan for sure. That is for sure. The other side of that coin, I'm gonna try to get to the K-State games for sure. At least one football game for on the dock. I don't know which game yet. We'll figure it out. We're still in the heat of July, so we'll figure that out as well. But Brennan Mott, 1 of 5. K-State players over there this past week over there at Las Vegas for Big 12 Media Days. So K-State pick number 2 also on the Big 12 feed. We're not going to get into that because we've already talked about that. But I'm sure Alex Dane will have something to say this week, this upcoming week for the Pearl Project Podcast over on Podbean. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available daily or whenever we have a chance to record Kansas State content here, folks. If you're new to the pod, appreciate you guys for stopping by and giving us a listen. Please, I have not said this much, and pardon me, but if you have the time, please give us a 4 or 5 star rating. That will help us out to get this other K-State podcast out there, led by 2 K-State alums, myself and Alex Aiden, there as well. So definitely do that. If you are not subscribed to the Pearl Project Podcast, you might want to do that right now. But right now, because we'll have postcasts on this feed of soccer, volleyball, and of course, we'll do men's and women's as well. We're going to still do what we've been doing since the inception of the Pearl Project, this podcast, since we started. So that's the plan. That is the plan moving forward this year. And I'm hopeful over there on Podbean, I'm hopeful to get at least between now and the regular season opener on the football field, at least friends of the show. I got one already. I have to reach out to him. I'm at least 3. That counts, Keelan. So at least 2 more special guest appearances over there before the season started. I think that's doable. So there you go on that. So there you go. All right, folks, that's going to do it for now on a Saturday edition. If anything breaks for K-State, I'll do my best to hop back on here later on this week or going into the weekend, or if you're listening to this, later on this weekend. Alex Satan out there, San Diego, California, Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, trying to represent that purple in the middle of all this Missouri stuff and all this KU crap, especially Kansas. Anyways, you have been listening to another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats.